IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, and my dear guests and guest speakers, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me as always.
You're welcome. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back and I'll ask you the question.
The Illuminati, they disappeared hundreds of years ago.
Did they? Look at that again. It's an ambigram. It's the same image, forward and backward. Now that's common for a symbol like a yin and yang or a
swastika, but that's a word.
That Illuminati ambigrammatic symbol has been considered a myth for 400 years. Supposedly in the 16th century, some artist created it as a tribute to Galileo's love of symmetry. It was only going to be revealed when the Illuminati had amassed enough power to resurface and carry out their final goal. I wrote a book about it. Which is why you're here.
The Art of the Illuminati by Robert Langdon.
Part one. Haven't been able to finish part two because I'm not allowed access to your archives.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still talking about The Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, directed by Ron Howard. Well, you know that we, in fact, started the critique of the movie Angels and Demons from the last episode onward, and this is the second episode that we're going to, in fact, be touching on this movie and the critique of the movie on the question. Let me start it with you, Sayyid Abdullah. You know, there is a lot of reference in this movie to Illuminati, a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in this stuff, or you still think it's a kind of conspiracy theory or something?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the Illuminati is, as an organization, it's a real organization. It's not a fake organization, which a lot of people don't understand or don't realize. The Illuminati organization was established, I can't remember the date, but it was established by scientists and stuff like that. And their aim was, obviously, they had this this trouble with the church as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
and is it different from the Freemasonry and the stuff like that?
Yeah, no, Freemasons are a different issue altogether.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was a real organization to a certain extent, but then it faded away as, you know, as science started to become more popular and, you know, start leading the way,
mm-hmm.
and the church kind of backed off. So they kind of vanished.
Mm-hmm.
So now you see that Illuminati thing coming up in Hollywood movies and in the music industry and in a lot of things, and the eye and, you know. I think it just people, naturally, we like anything that has a sense of adventure to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you call it like a conspiracy theory or what have you, we
yes.
kind of get into it. I think there was a movie made by Nicolas Cage, something about the Illuminati's, like, and they mixed the Illuminati's and the Freemasons together, and
uh-huh.
and you know, it's called Treasure Hunt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So anything with this elements of that mystery, mm-hmm. conspiracy, secret organization. It kind of intrigues
only to
the
make
mind
it attractive to a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only to make it attractive to a lot of
exactly.
people.
Exactly. So this is our nature. We'd like to solve mysteries. So mm-hmm. when you give me a mystery and you tell me there's a secret yes. organization that has this and that, we kind of go by it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Illuminati themselves was just an organization that was just trying to spread knowledge. Nothing more, nothing less. So they mm-hmm. didn't have no agendas. They had no secret society as now has been published in the media or publicized. And I think that was just they hijacked the actual Illuminati just to, even the name itself, it means enlightenment. It mm-hmm. doesn't mean anything. But because it's Latin, it sounds mysterious as when Illuminati's, So it's got hijacked and now you can see. So the movie itself, Angels and Demons, they touched upon that,
mm-hmm.
but they made it into a feud between the church and the actual organization, which that did not happen. That did not take place.
I see.
So these guys were by themselves. They were trying to do their own thing. They did not care much about the church, nor did the church care much about them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the movie, they had to, make it like a kind of feud between them.
Mm-hmm, I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and listen to a part of the movie, and then we'll be back and ask the relevant question related to that movie.
What do you want from me?
These criminals who sent this ambigram meant it as a taunt, a provocation. But Captain Olivetti think if you can use it to learn their identity, perhaps we can stop this abomination.
Why me?
Your expertise, your erudition, your recent involvement with certain church, shall we say, mysteries?
I wasn't under the impression that episode had endeared me to the Vatican.
Oh, it didn't. But it did make you, it was formidabile.
Formidable.
A Vatican jet is standing by 20 minutes from here. Will you come with me?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still talking about The Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, directed by Ron Howard. Brother Hossein, we see that, in fact, in this movie or in the other related movie or its sequel, there's a kind of turning on the part of the church to science and scientists. Now, the priests are, in fact, trying to ask the scientists for a favor. Well, this is somehow odd, especially despite its history, the history of church, and Christianity, where we can see a lot of, split between the two, between science and religion in that sense, of course, in the Christian sense of the word, So against all that, we see there's an emphasis on the Vatican and Pope and the priests and cardinals, turning to Tom Hanks as a professor from Harvard University to solve an issue for them. Isn't it like this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of scientists, I feel like, forensic evidence or whatever they use to investigate the crime, I guess that's the more scientific aspect of it. But other than that, it was pretty standard, looking around detective stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't notice any more scientific relations between them. But,
no, because he was a symbologist, right?
Yeah.
So he studied symbology at university, academically speaking.
Academically speaking. That's
not
fine.
Of self-study or something which is usually learned
of course.
Or educated, for example, somewhere else at another non-academic center.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting that they chose to seek help from a professional who studied, academically. At the end of the day, they knew they had to because he got them results.
Is there any kind of hidden message behind this movie trying to balance or, let's say, bridge the gap between science and religion?
I think in some sense, yeah. They do show, you know, how you know, more modern they're getting, or, you know, more open-minded they're trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there still is that, you know, that gap, because you look at the facts, you look at the evidence.
Right.
And, you know, there are two different sides of the same coin, I think.
I see. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein. We are still talking about the movie Angels and Demons in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critic program on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us when we come back. I'm going to ask Sayyid Abdullah another question, which is quite relevant to the topic and the theme that we have under question here.
The Illuminati did not become violent until the 17th century. Their name means the Enlightened Ones. They were physicists and mathematicians, astronomers. They were concerned with the church's inaccurate teaching, and they were dedicated to scientific truth. But the Vatican didn't like that. So the church began to, how did you say it? Oh, hunt them down and kill them. Drove them underground into a secret society.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and we are criticizing the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, directed by Ron Howard and starred by Tom Hanks in it, and Ewan McGregor. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, you know, why do some groups, let's say, more specifically religious groups, well, become extremist and use violence in order to get things done or fight for a cause or something like that, you know? Why does it only happen to religious groups mostly? Is it because of their ideology, or we don't see scientists? Do we have any history with the, like, science and scientists that become or go mad, apart from the atomic bombs, of course, mm-hmm. right? I know what you may refer to that, you know. But it happens pretty often to religious organizations, secret societies. They go underground, usually, mm. right?
Yeah.
Don't you agree with me?
Well, I mean, historically speaking, the Illuminati themselves, mm-hmm. As a group, the actual group, they were responsible for the French Revolution, mind you.
Yes.
Which a lot of people don't know. So they kind of, because they wanted to make sure that they get the point across, and the religious...
Did they have any religious background?
No. So that's the problem. So uh-huh. They wanted to fight superstition,
right.
and religious beliefs, which they thought is controlling people. So in a way to get rid of this control of mm-hmm. mind control of religion or superstition,
yes. mm-hmm.
they started forming their Illuminati thing, and they were trying to bring people to logic and science.
Yes.
And then for example, if you look at France before the French Revolution, it was like mainly religious dominance. And when the people were like oppressed to such an extreme, and they were like poverty was like at its peak, they could not tolerate it any longer. So when they came along, they found the supporters, and then, you know, it led to the French Revolution. And now, when you say why is it religious people, maybe not back in the day, maybe now, because back in the day, as the further you go back,
yes,
the more dominance was religious, religion and the whoever follows them.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't much opposition there. Why do certain religious people or groups become violent? And that's, I think it's a simple answer. When they don't have time or space to practice their own beliefs, when they are oppressed, then they go back to the doctrines which emphasize on them holding to their beliefs strongly and fighting for it. So they end up taking to a violent stand. So, for example, if you look at Christianity or Islam itself,
right.
you will see all these groups that turned to be violent. It's because they were oppressed in a way or another. So they weren't free to express their doctrines or their theology or their teachings to their followers freely. And they had to, the more they were pushed underground, the more they became violent,
mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to fight for their rights. So, for example, and so, mind you, when we say this, we don't say it's a bad thing as well. I mean, if you are oppressed, you're meant to fight for your freedom.
Exactly.
At least your freedom of speech. So
yes.
It's not always bad. It's only bad when you use your religion and your faith as a mean to kill people.
And trample on other people's rights.
Exactly. So, for example, if you take a look at the Crusaders.
Yes.
When they came under the name of Christianity, they were mm-hmm. massacring everybody.
Yes.
And even the Muslims, mind you, even what we call the Futuhat al-Islamiyyah, the Islamic openings,
yes.
where they reached Spain by the sword,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't justified Islamically.
Yes.
I mean, even Imam Ali,
exactly.
he stood against them. But under the name of Islam, they were doing
what
we call...
We also have the story of Khawarij, mind you.
Exactly. So, under the name of... divide and conquer,
mm-hmm.
They used the Islamic, flag and yeah. they managed to get all the way to Spain, which they had no right. And
yes.
they were also massacring people under mm-hmm. the name of Islam.
Yes.
So if that happens, this is something rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But me and you, if I have a faith and you have a faith and I want to practice my faith freely, if you try to oppress me, what you're going to find is resistance.
Exactly.
There you go.
Defense. Okay, thank you very much. Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. From me and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
This is the first sign.
What sort of sign?
Earth, air, fire, water. And the fifth sign.
May God forgive you for what you've done.
Father of God has issues. They won't be with what we've done. They'll be with what we're about to do.
Our church is at war.
Hey!
This is the first marker. The path is alive. You're talking about the moment of creation.
Open the doors and tell the world the truth.
It has to be here!
This is it.
This is the truth. Angels and demons.